devotional service. Every service has some attractive feature which drives the servitor progressively on and on. Every one of us within this world is perpetually engaged in some sort of service, and the impetus for such service is the pleasure we derive from it. Driven by affection for his wife and children, a family man works day and night. A philanthropist works in the same way for love of the greater family, and a nationalist for the cause of his country and countrymen. That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called Rasa.
Bhakti, some active study, is not sentiment. And that is being watched, not like the Kormis. Kormi or anyone is working to some test. Just like the example is given here, the householder is working day and night. Unless he has got some taste. Suppose one has got wife and children. So to maintain them, he has to work very hard. But there is some pleasure in serving the wife and children. This is true example. Similarly, bhakti means service with some taste. Sadhu, sadhu, pade pade. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, sadhu, sadhu, pade pade. The more you serve, the more you really taste. Without releasing test, nobody can render devotional service. Respecting. Swadhu, swadhu, padhe, padhe. In every state, just like Upamachan, you are minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. So, materially, he was getting honor, money, and therefore he was attached. This is also a crude example. So he resigned from the government post and he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So unless he tasted something better, how could he give up his government service? There must be some taste. So that is the issue. God.
That force which drives the philanthropist, the householder, and the nationalist is called rasa, or a kind of mellow or relationship whose taste is very sweet. Bhakti rasa is a mellow different from the ordinary rasa enjoyed by mundane workers. Mundane workers labor very hard day and night in order to relish a certain kind of rasa which is understood as sense gratification. The relish or taste of the mundane rasa does not long endure, and therefore mundane workers are always apt to change their position of enjoyment. A businessman is not satisfied by working the whole week. Therefore, wanting a change for the weekend, he goes to a place where he tries to forget his business activity. Then, after the weekend is spent in forgetfulness, he again changes his position and resumes his actual business activity. Material engagement means accepting a particular status for some time and then changing it. This position of changing back and forth is technically known as Pova Tyaga, which means a position of alternating sense enjoyments and renunciation.
The material world, because everything is temporary. So, sometimes when you are fed up with material activity, we stop to do it and become a renouncer. Govatyaga. Nitrasava, you know the story, a jackal entered into a vine orchard and it was very high. He began to jump to get the grapes, but when he failed, he said, "Oh, these grapes are sour." Kormis are like that. They work very hard, but they cannot really have a permanent happiness. That is not possible. Therefore, they give up. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. They give up this worldly activity as false Jagan Mithya. But they do not relish anything. Actually, they do not relish what is Brahma Soup. Therefore, again, they fall down. Many the jnani sannyasis, they give up this world as Jagat Mithya. This world is formed. They take sannyas. Then after working for some time, they again take to political activities, philanthropy activities. They see that the people are suffering for want of education, for want of food. So let me engage in providing food, shelter, education. But this education, food problem is there in the material world. The Mahavadi Sannyasi, if they think that this world is false, why he is agitated by the sufferings of the world? It is false. But the thing is that in the spiritual field, because they have no engagement, advanced engagement from this side, or good life, from that. So, this so-called sannyasi, Brahma Satya, again, Jagan Mithya, and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Arjya Pichena Param Padam Tato Padanti Adha. This Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Jagat is not Mithya. To the Vaishnava, to the devotee, we cannot accept that this jagat, this world, is false. No. How it can be false? Suppose you enter in a very beautiful garden, very nicely clean, so many nice flowers, buildings, everything is that nice. The proprietor of the garden takes you to show you, and if you say, oh, it is all mithya, then how much depressed he becomes, you see. I brought this friend to show the beauty of this garden, and he says it is mithya. Similarly, we don't want to depress Krishna. That is not our reason. Krishna has created this nice world. Everything is very nice. The sun is rising just in exact time. It is setting in exact time. The moon is rising. The seasons are changing. We are getting nice food, nice fruit, nice flowers. So, we are not so depressing agent. We don't discourage Krishna. Why? Krishna has created this nice world. How can I say it is mithya? It is a byproduct of Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy cannot be false. It is eternal. Krishna is eternal. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this material world, Bhumikapo, Anana Bayu, Kam, Buddhi Manoraja, Dhinname Prakriti Astadha. These are eight kinds of separated energy of Krishna. So Krishna's energy, Krishna is truth. So Krishna's energy is also truth. Because from truth, false cannot come. If Krishna is truth, this energy is also true. But it is not false. So we do not accept this Mayavadi theory that the world is false, jagat mithya. We say that Brahma is satya and this world is also satya. The difference is that a devotee really says a particular type of mellow rasa in this material world. But those who are not devotees, they do not feel any relish from this material world. They feel for some time, but when it becomes safe in their taste, they say it is false. Just like the same example, the jackal first of all tried to get the grape jumping, but when it was a failure, he said, "Oh, the grapes are sour. I don't require." So, except devotee, non-devotee, the konis, jnani, yogi, they actually do not relish the fitness of the creation of Krishna. Therefore, Bhagavat says, Dinnira Bindaka Vimukta Mani. The person who has thinking that they have become liberated by their own ways. Dinnira Bindaka, Dinnira Bindaka Vimukta Mani na. Koi Asabhava Amtudra Bhutaya. Actually, they are not tested. They are absolute truth. Therefore, their intelligence is not yet purified, Amtudra Bhutaya. Anyone who has not reached to the point of surrendering to Krishna, it is to be understood that his intelligence is still incomplete. The Bhagavad Gita, as it says, Bahunam Janmana Pante Jnanavan Mangtapat. Actually, one who is wise, actually, not false, then after many, many births of struggling, in karma, jnana, yoga, he surrenders to Krishna when he actually becomes wise. And there is a Bengali verse, Krishna ki bhaje sabara chatu. Unless one is very wise and intelligent, he cannot become a devotee of Krishna. The first class, intelligent class, man, surrenders to Krishna. That's why Arjuna, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he replied to Krishna, Karishye Vachananta. Yes, I will do. In the beginning, he was posing himself as a very nice man, renounced by Krishna. The other side is my brother, my grandfather, my teacher, Dronacharya, my nephew, my son-in-law, all my relatives. So I do not wish to fight. Let them end. That was Arjuna's decision in the beginning. And that Bhagavad Gita was taught to him. But after teaching Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Krishna inquired from him, now, what is your position? Your innocence is over or not? What you have decided to do now? He says, yes, my innocence is over. Karishye Vachananta, what you are saying, I say. This is Bhagavad Gita, understand. Sarva dharma paritrajya mametam. Then Arjuna, went against his first decision. In the beginning it was non-violent. But he changed his decision, became violent. Violent means he fought. He was a warrior. He was a kshatriya. His business was to fight when there is necessity. But in the beginning, he was innocent. Tatparna dosu apahata sabhava. Sabhava, by nature, he was fighter, warrior. But tatparna dosu, being miser, apahata sabhava, he was going against his feet. After understanding Bhagavad Gita, he was whole in his real nature.
song.
Hey.
Not going against the nation.
Kane sita sutigotang tanuang monogi. This is the instruction given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya. Kane sita. Let everyone remain in his position. The Brahmana position means Chatukarnamaya system Gunakarma Vibhava. According to different qualities, goodness, passion, ignorance, there are different divisions of the society. Chatukarnamaya. The Brahma. The Brahmana means most learned. Most learned means one who knows the absolute truth. Brahma Jnanati iti Brahma. So there must be a section of the learned. There must be a section of the administrator, Kshatriya. There must be a section, production. And there must be a section, Varta. The Chasubarna Maya system Gunakarma Vibhavata, the society must be divided by natural way. It is divided. The intelligent class, the administrative class, the productive class, and the worker class. And they should cooperate. Then the society is perfect. The same example, just like in your body, you have got divisions, the head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. It is not that leg is less important than the head, but head is most important. Without head, the arms, the belly, or the neck cannot work. So there should be cooperation. But the division must be there. This is the vision of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. They do not say it is false. They utilize everything for the purpose of this. That is Krishna consciousness. Most scientific and authorized movement, trying to place people in an original constitutional position and cooperate for the service of that is the process. And actually, when we really some melo, rasa, that is called bhakti rasa. We are trying to explain bhakti rasam mita sindhu by Rupa Goswami. So this is bhakti rasa. The leg is having the body under some rasa. The hand is having the body under some rasa. The brain is having the body under some rasa. So similarly, that is natural division throughout the whole universe, anywhere, because the whole universe is being carried on by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance. And there are mixture also. There are three. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Just like there are three colors. Yellow, red, and green. You know, red and blue. And those are artists, they mix these three colors. And it becomes nine. And again, the 9 into 9, it becomes 81. In this way, all these divisions, different forms of living entities, they are being conducted under some most of material nature, either pure or mixed. And therefore, we find so many varieties. So many varieties of living in 8,400,000 species of life forms. In this way, there are 8,400,000 species of life, and Krishna claims sarva yonishu kaunse, sammamantinu. All these forms in different species of life. Their mother is this material nature, and I am the seed-giving part. Aham bija phala pita. So Krishna, what you are doing with this guy is disturbing me and what you are doing. Claims everyone, his son. Krishna does not say that the Indians are my sons or the Hindus are my sons. No, Krishna doesn't. So Krishna cannot be a sectarian God. God is one. God is for Hindu, God is for Muslim, God is for any other religious sect. And the definition of religion is that the law given by God, that's all. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavata nita. That's like law means the code or the order given by the state. You cannot manufacture law at home. When the state gives something to the citizen that you must follow, there is law. It may be a very insignificant thing, but it is law. Just like when we go on the street, the law is, in this country, the law is kept to the left. In other countries, the law is kept to the right. Yes. In America, it is kept to the left.
Not so in China and Russia, I believe.
I cannot define. You cannot say that I am accustomed to drive my car from the left side. Why can I go to the right? No, the law is there. You have to abide by the law. Similarly, religion means the law given by Krishna, by God. That is it. He cannot manufacture it. Krishna, dharmantu sakshat bhagavata nita. Therefore, real religion is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. So actually, this Krishna consciousness movement is real religion. Everyone should follow it. Then he will be saved. Krishna assures, Ahamkva sarva pape bhamukkuti. People suffer out of ignorance. That is called papa, sin. Any criminal, mostly, he does not know the real law. He commits something unknowingly by ignorance, and he becomes a subject of criminal punishment. Therefore, ignorance is sinful life. Ignorance. People should be enlightened from ignorance. And that is real religion. One should be enlightened himself, and one should enlighten others also. And that is the mission of Krishna consciousness. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaya. Not the cats and dogs, animals. Manushya. On the land of Bharatvarsha, one who has taken his birth as a human being. This point is very important. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaya. Janma sarthak kari paro paro bhava. Because one can become successful in the mission of his life in India. Because in India, the real knowledge, Vedic knowledge is there. All the sages and great personalities of India, he compiled all these Vedas for the enlightenment of the whole human society. So especially those who are born in India as human beings, they should take advantage of this knowledge. They should not manufacture knowledge. The knowledge is already there. Simply, one has to take it. That's like Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there already. We have to take it, accept it, and apply it practically in life, and distribute the knowledge throughout the whole world. This is the mission of India. But this Krishna consciousness movement is not sectarian, neither unauthorized, because it is based on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret Bhagavad Gita. If I interpret Bhagavad Gita, then there is no authority of Bhagavad Gita. The same example, suppose state law, you cannot interpret, then what is the value of the state law? You are a layman, you cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita. Any Vedic knowledge, you cannot interpret, then there is no authority of the Vedic knowledge. For example, to give it very constant. Just a cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. But Veda says it is pure. The Vedas in one place says the stool of an animal is impure. We accept it. As soon as we trust stool, in my own stool. I had to take bath immediately to purify myself. But the Veda says that the stool of cow is pure. We take it to the living room and smear. This is Vedic followers. No interpretation. When it is stated in the Veda, it is true, fact, perfect, without any defect. That is called Vedic knowledge. Not that interpreting to my convenience, I become a Vedantist. No. That is not. So the Krishna consciousness movement is teaching that you accept what Krishna says. Sarvadharman purpose. You have manufactured so many things for the peace and prosperity of the people. But you have failed. Take Krishna. Anyway. So the more you be engaged in Krishna consciousness, as Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mahanamaskuru, always think of me, manmana, madhbhakta, just become my devotee. It is very simple thing. To become Krishna conscious, it's possible by everyone. And actually it is happening. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So these boys, they are coming from different religions, different countries, different nationalities, different faiths. But actually, because they are accepting Krishna, sarva-dharmān parityajya mām ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, they are happy. There is no difficulty. People are accepting that as if just they were ready to accept Krishna. This is all. Any of our students can be questioned why he has accepted this Krishna consciousness movement. He will explain. So, although Krishna consciousness movement is not a movement by any particular person, nation, or religion, but it's still because Krishna appeared in India. Lord Chaitanya appeared in India. And Lord Chaitanya says that anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha must take the responsibility of spreading this Krishna consciousness movement for the benefit of all world. It is not a question of any personal religion or personal ambition or something manufactured by some imperfect sense enjoyer. It is authorized because Bhagavad Gita is authorized. Bhagavad Gita is accepted. It was accepted by Arjuna in toto. Sarvamehitam vitang manne. Sarvadasiti. My dear Krishna, whatever you explain, I accept. In toto. Without any interpretation, without any rejection. Somebody may say, Arjuna was Krishna's friend. To praise him, he might have said like that. No. Arjuna immediately gives evidence that it is not that I am accepting, but you are accepted as such by such great personalities as like Vyasa, Narada, or Sita. It's authority. So, that was 5,000 years ago. Later on the Acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka, even Shankaracharya, who is Vaishnava Acharya, they differ little with Shankaracharya in personality and personality. But Shankaracharya even though he was impersonal, he accepted Krishna in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is accepted as the supreme personality of Godhead. There is no doubt about it by all authorities. And Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratang Nanyat. There is no more superior authority than me. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajanti imana budha bhavasamani. Those who are actually budhas. Budhas means learned. So, they know that Krishna is the original person. And it is transformed by Brahma and the Brahma Sangita. Ishara Parama Krishna. Ishara. Ishara means control. So, everyone can become Ishara. Yes, our ministers have it present. It is Ishara. Ishara means control. He is controller of a department. This similarly, there are many ministers in our country and other countries, many presidents. They are Ishara. And a common man, he is also Ishara. He is controlling his family. At least he is controlling his dog, cat. So, everyone is Ishara. Just like the modern theory going on, everyone is God. That's all right. God means Ishara, controller. But there are different qualities of control. I may be controller of my disciples, a few dozen or a few hundred. But there are controllers, millions. They are controlling millions. Therefore, my control and his control is not equal. Just to find out one controller of the another, everyone is relative control. He controls and he becomes controlled. Nobody is absolute control. That's why our ministers are. He's controller, but he is also controlled. So, when you come to the point, if you find out some person that he's simply controller, not controlled, Krishna is simply controller. When Krishna was present on this planet, you see the history of his life. He simply controlled. He never became controlled. He was controlled. Therefore, the verdict of the Shastra, Vedic literature, that Ishara Parama Krishna. the supreme control as Chief Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna. But the impersonalist will say, the supreme controller is not a person. He is a person. But Brahma says, no, he is a person. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means person. Murti. But he is not ordinary person. Satchidananda Vigraha. Satchidananda. His form is made of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Our form, this form, is not eternity. It is death. It is finished. Why my form is Brahma's form? Although he lived for many millions of years, just like one day, 12 hours is his time in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga parjantam arhajat brahmato vidu. Brahma's one day, 12 hours. He, with four yugas, 4,300,000 of years, multiplied by 1,000. That is Brahma's 12 hours. Now you can calculate. His life, he lived for 100 years. So his 12 hours is millions of years. So he'll die. Anything in this material world, it will not stay. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Everything will be finished. Therefore, even Brahma's body is not eternal. What to speak of my body, your body, and so on. Sat. Sat means that exists. Om Tat Sat. And Chit. Chit means knowledge. So, Krishna's knowledge is perfect. Krishna says, Vidaham Samitita. I know past, present and future. When Krishna was posted by Arjuna, Krishna said that many millions of years ago, first of all, I spoke this science of Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga, to the Sun God, Imam Divasati Sukta. Vimushan Manavipra. I spoke, first of all, to Vimushan, the Sun God. The Sun God name is there, Vimushan. So Krishna was posted by Arjuna, that Krishna, you and me, we are bored very recently. How is that you say that you spoke to Sun God? That is millions and millions of years ago. So, Krishna answered, yes, I say, I remember, but you do not. You are also present. Krishna and Arjuna, they are eternal friends. So whenever Krishna appears, Arjuna also appears. Krishna has got his associates. Arjuna is one of the associates. But that is the difference between living entity and God. God remembers, and the living entity does not remember. He forgets. And another conclusion is, why Krishna remembers and why the living entity does not remember? The reason is the living entity changes the body. Krishna does not change it. Sambhavami Atman. And Krishna appears. He appears in his original body. But because he looks like ordinary man, Abhijananti Manamura, Sintanumas, the rascals and fools, they think Krishna is ordinary man, human. So this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is to test the mellow of Krishna. That is, fans of serving Krishna. That's why we have named this book Nectar of Devotion. It is summary study of Bhakti Rasa, the mellow, the transcendental mellow, which one can test. Everyone is testing, otherwise he cannot work. So, jat karosi jat juhosi, Krishna says, whatever engagement you may have, kurusatat madappa, do it for Krishna. Don't take the result yourself. Give it to Krishna. Then he'll test the relics, the mellow, transcendental mellow. Bhakti Rasa. And then he'll be happy. Just like about the Goswami, Rupa Goswami, was executing his devotional service on this farm. They were ministers. And they give up everything. Takva surunam matisa mandalapati sani. Mandalapati. Mandalapati means leader. The leader of the group, mandalapati. Just like there is Rashtrapati. Similarly, they were Rashtrapati, mandalapati. But tattva kurnam atisa mandalapati, because they are ministers, their friendly circles are big, jamindars, administrators, but they give up their sum. Tattva kurnam atisa mandalapati, not one, two, but many. Tattva kurnam atisa mandalapati, chaning sadatuchara. Very insignificant. Oh, what is this? Give up. Bhutya jina ganesuka ukaranaya kopina panthasuka. Became very poor mendicant, accepted stone cloth. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami here in Vrindavan, they were living underneath one tree one night. Such vairagya was. But how they are living? A very rich man coming to the lowest standard of living. We have seen practically in Calcutta, Mr. Sia Rao. He was earning, say, about 50 years ago, 50,000 rupees per month. But on Congress resolution, he gave up his practice. And practically he had no income. In one meeting, he was asked by somebody, everyone thought that he is a very big rich man. Somebody asked to give him then some subscription. So Siddhartha admitted that now I have no income. But my party, Congress party, they give me 500 rupees per month for my expenditure. Try giving them. So, because that was his habit, if anyone would approach him asking something, the day's income will be. But he could not read more than one. He could not tolerate so much renown. Because that was material. But this Goswami, they gave up their ministerial post, opulent post, and become mendicant. How they lead? That is stated. Gopi bhavaratham mitabdhi lahari kallola magnausa. They are merged in the ocean of the love affair of the gopis in Krishna. Therefore, this mendicantism, it was extant. They were enjoying better things. So unless you enjoy better things, you cannot give up inferior. So Krishna consciousness is the best. Anyone, individually or collectively, who take it, he'll enjoy real life. Anandamaya Vyasa, that is real life. And actually people are accepting all over the world. Say, 4 days ago I was in Manila. That was my first visit. And all young men in the hotel, we held one meeting. The hotel capacity was about 800 men. Still it was overflooded. And they liked this Krishna consciousness Mumbai, chanting, dancing. So nice. So it has been proven that this Krishna consciousness Mumbai will be accepted in any part of the world. This is India's culture. Why not distribute? Why the government is not interested? That is my present reason. If India wants to be glorified, then she must give something, not simply begging. Give me grants, give me money, give me weapons, give me media. Give something. That is my. Then India is glorified. Oh, India has got something to give, not to take on. Like beggars. I was first time in Berkeley University by some Indian students. Swamiji, what this Krishna consciousness movement will benefit? What this Sankirtan? We want technology. So I replied, yes. We have come to learn here technology, but I have come here to teach it. Not to learn, but to teach. And they are learning. So, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, every Indian can become a teacher, provided he accepts the teachings of their predecessors, Asa. Otherwise, they will be better. That is my thank you.